Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, April 11th. You can organize a constellation's stars in many ways, by brightness, color, or position, for example. But a system that astronomers have been using for centuries can't quite make up its mind. In most constellations, it goes by brightness. In others, it's based on position. And in some, there doesn't seem to be a guiding principle at all. An example of the latter is Corvus, the crow. It's low in the southeast at nightfall, to the right of the bright star Spica, the leading light of Virgo. Four stars form an angled box that looks like a sail. A fainter star is near the right point of the sail. Yet it receives top billing. The naming system was devised more than four centuries ago by German astronomer Johann Baer. He labeled the bright stars in each constellation with the letters of the Greek alphabet. Alpha usually designated the brightest star. In some instances, though, the title went to a star that was the starting point for an easily defined pattern. But in the case of Corvus, Baer doesn't seem to have followed any pattern at all. The stars aren't named from top to bottom, left to right, or in a circle. They don't form any logical order within the figure of the crow either. And the Alpha star is only the fifth brightest in the constellation, a faint pinpoint that's visible only under dark skies. So no one is quite sure what Baer was thinking when he named the stars of this pretty little constellation. We have more sky watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the cosmos in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.